WSGW 740, the online listening, the on-air listening of WSGW at 740 on a Thursday throughout the Ontario Hockey League season. This is the time, this is the place for the weekly update of Saginaw Spirit hockey information using the voice and the talents of the voice of Spirit hockey, Joy Bettino. And unfortunately, we're going to be wrapping up our season-long Spirit Conversations with a conversation this morning with Joy, as I think most Spirit fans are in knowledge of the word that came out just a few days ago that the Ontario Hockey League has decided to cancel, end the season. There was hope that perhaps, while the regular season had ended, that a postseason could still take place. But that's not going to be the case. Joy Bettino, again, Saginaw Spirit. Well, we appreciate your time this morning. Certainly tough news to hear. I can't say I don't think a lot of people would have been surprised, but your reaction, your response to what you heard, especially with your position on the team and knowing how talented this team was and how the season was going and the Spirit were looking to head into the playoffs, looking to advance to who knows how far after having such a successful season last year.
Yeah, it was pretty tough to have the news come down that we were losing the season completely. You know, I think in the back of my mind, you know, if I'm being honest, I figured that day was coming just based on the information that I was getting. But at the same time, you know, I think a lot of us, I think even the people who work for the team, you know, if you were a fan that was holding out hope that, you know, we'd be able to play in June or even July to get the season in, you know, I was one of those people too. You know, I thought that was a real possibility. But as time progressed, and as you know, the information and the information that we're getting on COVID-19, it's fluid. The situation changes, seems like by the day, and at one point during this was changing by the hour. So it was the right decision. It was tough, obviously, but you know, I think I'm confident that, you know, our team is going to come back next year. Amazing to think they could be even hungrier than the team that was this year, but I feel really bad for the guys whose career and at the junior level is ending, you know, off of this. I think that's really the saddest and the toughest part.
Yeah, and let's maybe have a chance to talk, because the players that unfortunately face that, players that have been with the Spirit, well-known and well-loved. So who are we talking about, Joey?
Well, in this regard, this is Cole Koski, who finishes his OHL career as the all-time games played leader for the Spirit. Riley Webb, who came over to the Spirit in a trade during the 2017-18 season from the Hamilton Bulldogs, but was a mainstay on the defense and one of the more rugged and hard-nosed defensemen in the league, and played a real solid defensive game for us in his career. And we're talking about DJ Buzzdecker, who is a local guy from Dexter here in Michigan. Signed him out of the North American Hockey League, and DJ turned out to be such a complete player, heart and soul kid, you know, killed penalties with Damian Drew for the last four seasons. The coaches, whether it was Spencer Carberry or Troy Smith or Chris Lazary, were all able to depend on DJ Buzzdecker in a lot of different ways. And you saw this year in particular, and even last year in the playoffs, you know, out of necessity, DJ played defense in the playoffs last year in the Guelph series. And he ends up playing defense for the better part of the season this year out of necessity, and actually turned himself into a bit of a hybrid player. So we'll see what happens for DJ in the future, whether he's a forward or a defenseman. But it's nice for him to have the flexibility to be able to play both. So all three of these kids are going to leave behind their own legacy here in Saginaw. And again, I was crushed for those kids that they played their last junior hockey game not knowing it was their last one. And that's got to be a tough thing. And, you know, hopefully, maybe not right now, but hopefully they're able to look back on it and have some, you know, good memories and good thoughts. But I could see where right now it's got to be tough for them to come to grips with this, that it's over in this fashion.
Looking into next year, this is a couple of players, because one player in particular, we have found out, while we hope that he comes back for that final chance to play, great news that Damian Giroux got that entry-level contract from the Wild this week. So as tough as some of the stories coming out of the Spirit and the OHL this week were tough, that was a good one.
Yeah, that's a huge one, because the hockey staff that was there in Minnesota that drafted Damian is no longer there. They've made a change at general manager. They've made a change at head coach since Damian was drafted. So that was big for him to win over Billy Guerin, who is their new general manager. Andrew Burnett was there when they drafted him in the role of player development. So good for him. He certainly earned it. He was one of Saginaw's best, if not their best player on any given night here this year. And again, just a heart and soul kid. Does all the right things on the ice. Kills penalties, blocks shots. And there's a reason why he was chosen as the captain at the beginning of last season. So he's a player that has options. He could be back as an overager, but certainly signing his entry-level deal with Minnesota going into his overage season, you would expect that Damian Giroux most likely will be playing professional hockey next year in some capacity.
And just an example of one of those things that now will have to be dealt with, that you're officially into the offseason. Let's highlight one more player. I mean, so many players we could talk about, but obviously we have to talk about Cole Perfetti, because the NHL draft at some point will come up, and so what do we face with Cole Perfetti, who still could be playing in Saginaw, but again has that draft status coming up?
Yeah, so Cole has two options. Obviously, in my opinion, he's going to be drafted in the top 10 of this year's NHL draft when and if it does happen. Yesterday, the NHL announced that they'd be pushing back the dates of their summer events, including the combine and the draft. So he'll have to wait to hear his name called, but I think when it does happen, it'll be in the top 10. And obviously, when there's a player taken in the top 10 of the NHL draft, there's always that chance that he makes his NHL team, you know, out of that draft. So, with Cole, I think the anticipation is that he'll be playing junior hockey next year. Again, it depends a lot on the team that ends up taking Cole. But either way, he doesn't have the American Hockey League option that Damian Giroux has. So if he doesn't make the NHL club that selects him, coming up in this year's draft, he'll be back with the Spirit next year. And obviously, you have to think that Cole Perfetti, based on his 100-plus point season this year, would be one of the more dominant junior hockey players in the world next year if he does play junior.
The season officially over. For those who need to find out about some of the ticket policies or following more of the Spirit throughout the off season, we certainly direct you to SaginawSpirit.com. That's always the best source for Spirit information anytime. Joey, of course, we thank you and everyone at the Saginaw Spirit for once again providing the excitement and the fun of the season that we did have. And by gosh, we're already starting looking forward to next year, especially after the way this ended. We want more Spirit hockey, so we appreciate not just the Thursday conversations, but all your efforts throughout the entire season, especially on game nights, too.
Yeah, thanks, Charlie. You know, I mean, our next event coming up is the priority selection draft on April 4th, which is continuing to go forward because it's done online anyway. So there will be some Spirit news coming up in the not too distant future. And for the fans, again, as you mentioned, there are some obviously fans that have some tickets that might be open ended at this point. Just following the government's at first recommendations and now mandates to practice social distancing. Our offices are closed. They will be closed for the you know, distant future until something changes. So if you are someone who has a ticket refund or they're looking, they have tickets and they're looking, you know, to do something with them, the best way to contact our team right now would be via email at info@SaginawSpirit.com, info@SaginawSpirit.com. That's the best contact route. You can call our office. Those voicemails, though, aren't getting checked every day. So if you need to have that conversation, open-ended conversation with a staff member, I would definitely email info@SaginawSpirit.com. And then, you know, hopefully we can reevaluate this in April and think about opening the store once again. But, you know, as of right now, and a lot of businesses are in the same boat, we're closed for person-to-person contact.
All right. Well, we know how to track you down. You know where we are. We'll stay in touch, and we'll still find ways to make sure that Saginaw Spirit Hockey gets the attention throughout the now off season. Take care of yourself, and maybe, unfortunately, find yourself to getting a little extra rest that maybe you didn't want at this time of the year anyway, Joe.
Yeah, unfortunately, but you know what? It is. It's a grind. It's actually been nice, but yeah, certainly would rather be working right now, but understand there's bigger things. So everybody stay healthy and stay home and take care of your loved ones.